Hello, thank you for calling the Credit Pros. My name is John, Certified Credit Repair
Hey, John.
Specialist.
Hey, this is Chris with M1. I have a client for you if you're ready. Name is
Yes, go ahead.
Patricia Crossley. Patricia Crossley. She needs $5,000 to catch up on some bills, but no loan options here because of her credit. I'm going to give her to you. You ready? Do you need me to give your
Yes.
phone number?
No, I already have it, sir. Thank you for the
Got it.
transfer, and I'll take it from here.
Bring it over. Thank you.
Oh, Mrs. Crossley, how's it going?
One, okay.
That's good to hear, ma'am. My name is John, and I'm a certified credit repair specialist here from the Credit Pros. Okay, and we're getting in contact because you were transferred over to us because your credit score was not high enough to actually qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate, correct?
Yes.
So, what's the reason for this loan?
I was just trying to pay off some past debt that I was just trying to get my credit back on straight.
Okay. And is this the first time that you actually have applied for a loan, or have you been denied before?
I applied a while back ago and it was from my bank and they denied me.
Do you know why?
I guess because my credit score, I guess. I don't know.
Do you have any idea what your credit score is?
It's 539.
539.
Yes.
How long ago was that?
I just checked like 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay, no, just making sure.
I mean, I don't know. It gives different scores on things.
Well, there is different credit bureaus, so I mean that's one of the reasons why you would be looking at different credit scores. So the goal here at the Credit Pros is to help you improve your credit. Okay, this way you can have better opportunities with lenders. As far as loans or anything like that, we don't do that. Okay, we help you improve your opportunities by working on your credit. Okay. So, based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit. And unlike other companies, we do work on improving every aspect of the credit score, from disputing those negative elements to giving you access to the positive report. So, what I would like to do is a consultation with Equifax to get a better idea of where you stand and what may be on your credit score.
Okay.
Okay. So, and are you employed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have a middle name or a middle initial, Mrs. Patricia?
No.
Okay. How about your mailing address?
215 Helen Street. Michigan City, Indiana.
Okay, and what is the zip code?
46360.
Phone number is 219-243-4151.
Yes.
How about your email?
P. Crossley 3335 at gmail.com.
All right, how about your birth date?
09/07/1976.
And your social, please.
314-803964.
So I'm gonna go ahead and do this consultation for you, and it's gonna be asking me here some security questions. This way we can verify that this is you doing this. So just give me 1 second, okay? One second, please. Okay, now it's asking me these security questions, and it's asking me, have you ever had a auto loan in July of 2020?
Yeah, that's what I'm paying for now. Yes.
Okay, who is the lender?
Credit accepted.
Credit acceptance, okay. And how much are your monthly payments?
I'm paying $439 a month.
All right. How about a mortgage loan in January of
No,
no?
I never had a mortgage.
Okay. Have you ever worked at any of these places that I'm gonna mention to you? Robbins Bros, Toys R Us, Ally Van Lines, Learning Time Daycare, or none of the above?
What was the daycare one?
Learning Time Daycare.
Oh yeah, I used to work there.
All right, let me go ahead and submit this for you. One second, please. All right, so Mrs. Patricia, I am seeing that your credit score at this moment, ma'am, it's at a 530 with Equifax.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is low, and we certainly need to get hands on the credit. You know, this way we can have better opportunities and be able to obtain what you're looking for. Okay, now. At this moment, I'm gonna go ahead and go over your credit score here with you. This way we're on the same page and we are aware of what is on there, okay? So the first thing that I'm seeing is the fact that you have three hard inquiries. That's every time that you have checked your credit score, that they checked it more into a debt. I also see that you have eight minor delinquent payments, which are payments that have been late anywhere from 30 days or less.
My credit should be, I've been paying on time on every little thing that I have for the past couple of months, so I don't understand why this is still coming off like that. Because I pay, everything goes straight from my direct deposit of my account. I'm paying everything from my checking account. And I've been doing that for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 months.
It's certainly something that we can definitely take a look into and see what's actually happening. Because I'm also seeing that you have three payments at this moment showing up as major derogatory, which are also payments that have been late 90 to 120 days late. Okay.
Don't understand why when it's going direct deposit. I mean, when they're going straight into my checking account getting the money.
Definitely understand that. Now, right now, ma'am, I see that it's like credit acceptance, impact, resiable, rent recovery solutions, Fingerhood that are
So rent
showing up.
recovery. Fingerhood, I've been done with them over 10, 12, maybe 15 years ago. I don't even know why they're showing up.
They're showing up as charge-offs.
Fingerhood has been paid off completely, and I never messed with them again. And that's been years ago, like maybe 15 years ago. And rent the recovery, I tried to pay them off, and then at the same time, they refused for me to make payment plans on the bill because of the simple fact they told me they wanted in full. First of all, they came 3 months later after the situation talking about this is what I owe. When I offered to pay it, they sit there and told me I
Don't
would
want to
have to pay
receive
it in
it.
full. I called them. Huh?
They don't want to like do anything about it.
No, they didn't want, they wanted me to pay in full. I don't have that kind of money. I offered to make payments towards it. and they still wouldn't take it.
Right. Definitely something that
So
we
I
could.
just script that.
Certainly something that we can take a look into. Okay. As well, ma'am, I do see that you have two accounts in collections, and they have the total balance in collections of $16,678.
And I'm looking at it. I don't see anything about. I don't even know what this impact receivable M. That's the same as the rent recovery.
You don't know why it should be on there?
I don't see why two is on there, and it's saying the same balance of the rent recovery one.
Certainly some things that we can look into, right?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Now, based on what we have seen and what we actually have spoke about, ma'am, we do have some programs available for you. Okay. We have programs that can help you improve your credit. This way you can have better opportunities with these lenders. Okay, so we have two programs. One of them is called Prosperity, and how this Prosperity program works, it helps you eliminate questionable items with all three credit bureaus to be disputed and be taken off. Okay, and then we have Success, which is going to help you eliminate questionable items off your credit score. But as well is going to be helping you establish the report, add a positive payment history to your credit. Okay, so which of these two would you like me to go ahead and explain to you more into a depth?
Both.
Right, so Success Program. Okay, Success Program. It's going to be providing you with unlimited disputes of any questionable item, anything that may be inaccurate, invalid, misleading, or unverifiable. And that's with all three credit bureaus. And we use FCRA law, which is your right, to have these things be disputed and taken off. Now, that's the first step to the Success program, and that's basically what the Prosperity program does. Okay, it only helps you clean up the credit score and eliminate these questionable items off. Okay, now the second step to this success or yeah, success is going to be a trade line. Okay, it is a trade line that is up to $5,000 by a company that's called National Credit Direct. And they have an online store that you can go on and you can buy anything that you see on there. The benefit of it actually reports to Experian every month as positive credit, which is going to make you look appealing and much more trustworthy to these lenders and to these landlords. Okay. You got to keep in mind, though, that this is not a credit card, meaning that you can't use it to buy gas or food. Purchases are only made through their online stores. Okay. Now, as well, because all credit score is based on the 35% on payment history, we offer a credit builder loan, meaning that your payments to us are also going to be reporting to all three credit bureaus as positive credit, which is going to make you look appealing and much more responsible, to them. Now, we give you access to a client portal where you're going to be able to keep track of your credit and what we do. Not just that, but there's also financial tools like the Loan Wizard, Credit Card Wizard, where you're able to apply with third-party lending companies and see what kind of options you have with them, based on the credit. And obviously, keep in mind that the better credit score you have, the better options you're going to be receiving. Okay. The program also gives you access to Experian Boost, which is going to allow you to add a positive payment by reporting your utility companies every month. There's no contracts, it's risk-free, no further obligations. Just keep in mind that once you stop the program, the positive report will discontinue. Okay. Now, the program it's normally 149 to start and 149 a month. But the day of today, I can go ahead and get you started with just $12.95. That way we can go ahead and get the action plans going, you know, start sending out the disputes, giving you access to the client portal and the financial tools. And then I would give you up until the 3rd, which is 3 weeks from today, to be able to cover the 149 to continue. Okay? So do you think we can actually go ahead and get you started today for the 1295?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, ma'am, go ahead and prime me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said everything is always about money, money, money. I can't never get out of debt when I'm sitting here trying to do this and do that. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Go ahead and prime me with the credit card number, please.
5424-3223-3422-5518.
Just to confirm, you said it was 5424-3223-3422-5518?
Yeah.
Okay, how about the expiration date?
0327.
And the CVV number, please.
24247.
All righty. And it says here, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedures dictate that the card resulting in a decline will be a subject to a reattempt for an enrollment, as well as we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Uh-huh.
So please bear with me on the line. Alrighty. So thank you very much, ma'am, for holding on the line. I was able to go ahead and process this initial payment for you today. So welcome to the Credit Pros. Do you have something to write down on and with?
I'm looking.
Okay. Let me know whenever you're ready, Mrs. Patricia. There's no rush.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Our customer service phone number, it's 973-233-4388.
And whose number is this?
This is the Credit Pro's customer service phone number.
Okay.
Okay. In case you do have any questions or doubts, you can go ahead and go and give us a call there. Once again, it's 973-233-4388. Also, I'm going to go ahead and give you our customer service phone, not our customer service phone number, but your client ID number. I apologize. Okay, it is 7971. 6-5.
Okay, 797165.
Yes, that's correct. That's your client ID number. Now, let me ask you, Mrs. Crossley, do you have access to the email that you gave me, which is pcrossley3335@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, can you check on there and see if you actually received an email from the Credit Pros?
Let me check right now. Yeah, I got something.
Okay. Go ahead and open that up, and it should say on there, welcome to the Credit Pros, and then it has a link on there for a client portal to log in. Let me know if you received that.
Yeah, I received it.
Okay. When you have an opportunity, what I need you to do, ma'am, is go ahead and go over the 5 steps that there's on there. And it's basically just to verify your information, like your first name, last name, mailing address. You know, make sure I input everything correct for you. And then you're going to be looking at your credit score. And just go ahead and go one by one. It's going to tell you, you know, these elements, where they're coming from, how long they've been on there. And go ahead and go over one by one and you know, select elements that you would like for us to attack. And then at the end of those five steps, you're going to be seeing where it says, let's do this or let's get started. And that's basically your client portal. There, you're going to find the loan wizard, the credit card wizard, Experian Boost, rental credit reporting. There is a lot of financial tools on there that you can take advantage. That way, your credit score could increase and you can have better opportunities, okay?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why would they put that on there twice, knowing that it was, I mean, I don't understand if it's making it look even worse, or when they put it on there twice?
It's actually not right.
The
It's
rental
actually
that.
not right for them to do that. Normally, what happens is after a certain time, the collection agencies, they tend to sell the debt to other collections. Okay, and what happened is that once they sell that debt, the other collection agency starts charging that. And that's why it may show up twice.
Oh.
As well, though, these types of answers or questions, I mean, you would have one of my advisors available for you, ma'am, in case you ever have any questions or doubts. You know, they're going to be there for you. So, once again, ma'am, congratulations on joining the Credit Pros. What I'm going to go ahead and do at this moment is transfer you to an auto credit advisor ACE. So he's going to be verifying that I entered all your information correctly. And that would only take 2 minutes of your time, okay?
Okay.
Not a problem. Please do not hang up, and thank you.